Next up tonight is Political Outsider.
Good evening, and welcome to Political Outsider. I'm Julie Tews, and this week I'm joined by Colin Hanley, leader of the Freedom Allowed Party.
Good evening, Julie.
Please tell our listeners about what your party is offering.
Well, at FAP headquarters, we are masterminding a platform designed to let people do whatever the damn hell they like. Our FAP mandate is about freedom of expression, freedom of choice, and freedom of testicles. We despise briefs.
But doesn't your last point contradict your freedom mandate?
Haven't you read anyone else's platform? Try finding one that doesn't contradict itself.
Touché. So, what freedoms do you think people are lacking now?
Well, clearly, bills like C-51 are vilifying innocent people and creating a toxic atmosphere of distrust in communities. It creates an environment similar to having dinner at Stephen Harper's house.
It can't be that bad.
Trust me, I was there for Thanksgiving.
No, I mean the bills. People are trying to make things better. All politicians begin with the best of intentions.
Oh, yes. Everybody thinks their ideology means a better world. Ronald Reagan thought he was making the world a better place. Well, for Americans at least.
You would have to place some restraints on freedoms, otherwise there would be chaos, surely.
I'm not suggesting people be allowed to smear feces into other people's faces. No, I'm suggesting people should be allowed to smear feces into their own face.
Do you have many people lining up to join the FAP?
We have had an amazing amount of traffic through our website, but many seem confused about our purpose. They seem to think we're something to do with Reddit.
So, how do you see your chances in the upcoming Canadian federal election?
Well, due to the lengthy election campaign, we will be forced to promote FAP until we are blue in the face. We will be constantly grinding till everyone is listening to FAP logic. I do fear we will not be able to match the Conservatives' budget, which everybody knows is backed by a massive bunch of wankers.
Well, that is all the time we have. Thank you for joining me, Colin. Join us next time for Political Outsider.
I think I've found the political party for me. And yes, Harper's roast dinner is atrocious. He always forgets the yams.